The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing fine, man. And we have wrapped up the second quarter of the year, and we're kicking off the second half of the year now, first weekend of July. And it's been a pretty good year in the markets so far, Mike. Quietly, stealth, I'm saying. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, there's been some good stuff happening out there in the investment world this year.
Agreed. I mean, I'm 100% on board with you. You know, after what was a very rough year last year, everybody was kind of, what's this year going to be like? And kind of get your feet under you a little bit, right? It felt like in the beginning, or people were kind of feeling everything out, what the markets, everything. And here we are 6 months in, and so far it's been a very solid year. And like you said, kind of stealth, because people aren't running around and saying glory days are here again.
Well, but they're not, right?
But truth be told, the market has kind of found its way here, at least for the first half of the year.
Very, very correct on that that statement right there. The interest rate world has stabilized a little bit to put it. The Federal Reserve did not increase interest rates at their last meeting. They did say that they do anticipate one or two more interest rate increases coming up, but they did not increase them during the last meeting. And that's a good sign, right? I mean, we've gone through basically a year and a half of, you know, nothing but increasing interest rates. Increasing, trying to slow down the economy a little bit. And, you know, maybe we're there. We had a GDP revision come out for the first quarter. The number originally came out at 1.3. They revised it up to 2%. That's still a little warm, you know, Mike?
Yeah, no, that's pretty good, actually. Yeah. And but, you know, Doug, I was getting ready to say, as you were talking about the interest rates and that, one thing is that the economic numbers have showed that inflation is cooling.
Yeah.
And that's been part of the markets doing better, the interest rates being paused here for a little bit. And they're even saying, Doug, if they got to go one or two more hikes, it's going to be a quarter point. You know, to use one of our analogies, it's kind of like putting the cherry on top of the sundae. The sundae was all the work, all the rates that we did for the last year and a half. This is just going to be it's not going to be a lot of meat and potatoes there, I think. So I think...
You hungry?
I'm always hungry. You know that. But
meat and potatoes, sundae, ice cream sundae.
And I eat backwards. Did you notice that? I eat the dessert before the meal.
There is.
I thought you'd jump all over that.
Nothing wrong with that.
but I think for the most part, Doug, the when it comes to the inflation, the work is basically in.
I think so, too. And, you know, again, I'm still in the camp. I'm not sold yet that they didn't overdo it with the interest rate increases. You know, it takes a while to get through.
No, I know.
You know, for those things to take hold and get through the system. And I still feel as though, just this is my opinion, we'll get a rate cut before the end of the year.
I don't know about that one, but That remains to be seen, you know.
Right.
And the big thing with that is you could say that now, but he's looking 6 months out to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be recession popping its ugly head up? And if it is, then you'll get your rate cut.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's interesting, though, Doug, right? First half of the year, we're in the books, the whole deal. Second half of the year, I'm kind of sitting here thinking to myself, and I'm like, okay, what entails the second half of the year? Well, the summer months.
Right.
And then it's the back to school. And then the big, you know, holiday season for the markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of looking like, okay, what terrain does the markets need to go through? Well, you got the summer and then you got the holidays. So the second half of the year are always a little more interesting than per se the first half of the year.
Sure. Yeah, there's more. I think there's more retail stuff going on in the second half of the year than the first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I know back to school's not the way it used to be.
Not what it used to be anymore. Remember we're not that? Heading out to Sears with our parents to get some, you know, get a couple of pairs of pants and a couple of shirts.
Mom would say this afternoon, we're going for back to school shopping.
Yep.
And you see me and my brothers piling in the car.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. And listen, and the Sears catalog used to come out, right? They used to send one out specifically for, I think it was Sears, right? They used to send one out specifically for that. And you'd flip through it and be like, all right, I like these. I like those, you know, and then you're right. Off into the store you went.
Yeah, but that's not the way it is anymore. And then, but there is big spending the holiday season, but there's also big spending, Doug, now in vacation time, right? We're hitting peak, kids are out of school. We're hitting peak season here as far as vacation. I mean, the airlines are just going nuts. I mean, they're as busy as can be. The airports are a mess, especially in lieu of all the storms this week.
Oh, boy, that was brutal.
People staying in the airport for 5 days, they're stranded. I mean, they're going nuts right now.
Yeah, it really is. Interesting. And I know some people told me they were sitting on tarmac for extended periods of time. I thought they made a law about that you weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Nah, there was a big story the other day. Somebody was out there for hours with zero air conditioning, too. People were going nuts.
Oh, God. Listen, even if there was air conditioning, I would go nuts if I was just sitting in an airplane on a tarmac, not moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would, but I regress. So whatever, we're here and, you know, we're done with the first half of the year and going into the second half of the year. What's going to come in play is going to be very, very interesting as we go. And it's also going to get interesting, too, because on the political front, you're going to start to see a lot more campaigning and stuff going on out there. It's just, you know, it's what's going to be happening.
Yeah, that'll be, you know, by fall, right? I guess that'll be kicking into full gear, and then the following year's the election, right? So
wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking like they start so early, you almost can't wait, and it's like, oh, primaries will start right after the, you know, January, February next year, right? That's primary season.
Yeah, you know, it's just mind-boggling, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
So when we take and we go and we look at the markets right now. There's been some areas that have participated very, very nicely in the first half of the year. There's some areas that have not participated. And we talk about this, and it's concerning for me with our, you know, with our listeners, and we're going to talk about, you know, specifically 401ks in the next segment, 401ks, 403bs, you know, your work-related retirement plans we're going to talk about in the next segment. But the I just don't think that people are – I don't think they're getting the guidance or I don't think that they're taking advantage of the guidance for looking at their you know, investments and their assets to make sure that they're set up properly.
Yeah, no. I mean, and that's a key thing, right? And most folks just, you know, they don't know the why, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't, how's my money invested? Why? For what purpose? Does it match my tolerance? You know, not. And unfortunately, Doug, when you see that, right? Let's just say it, markets generally go up more than they go down. So it's generally you're getting, okay, you know, my money's up. Okay, my money's up. But boy, they really get to know what they don't know, if mm-hmm. that makes sense, when the market gets slammed.
Yeah.
Then it becomes eye-opening, you know, and that's an unfortunate thing because that's not how you should have your money invested or positioned. You know, you got to... There's little things you need to know there, right? Your risk tolerance is certainly at the top of the list.
You know what's interesting? We'll get into that, you know, more in the next segment of the show. But, you know, just jumping back to overall economic and stuff like that, too. You know, Mike, the increasing interest rates and the increasing mortgage rates don't seem to have really halted the real estate market.
No, it's funny you say that. I was talking to somebody this week about a house that came on that came on the market and was bid up very strongly.
Yeah.
Yeah, by multiple bids and, you know, cash offer took it and, you know, all that type of jargon. But when something comes out that's decent, it's getting swallowed up pretty quick out there in the real estate market.
Yeah, inventory is still really, really low. And you know, I think that's going to be a trend, just my opinion, for a while here, because with interest rates that were so low and people refinanced their homes and during COVID, there was no, you know, there's no denying that people upgraded and improved their homes, right? That went on, that I think people are going to, you know, nest for a little while where they are. And I think inventory is going to stay low, which is going to keep the prices up.
Yes. Yes. And then I also believe, Doug, that like you said, the minute you hear that there is a rate cut, and there very well could be, as you're feeling by the end of the year, I think that may start giving the all clear to start looking for houses, and rates are coming down, that type of thing, and that may entice people to put houses up because there may be a flood of buyers.
Yeah, there could very well be, and I got to tell you, you know, we look in the areas and the communities around here, and the prices are high, but the prices at the shore are just mind-blowing, man.
Yeah.
How high they are, you know, it's amazing to me. It really, really is amazing.
It's vacation property.
It's a 3 month a year piece of property for most people,
but that's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, people enjoy that. It's a sign of success.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little bit of a dream, right? I mean, to have the second vacation home where you're really happy. So, sure, why not?
Yeah, that's very interesting to me. As well as, Mike, I know I want to spend a couple of minutes. I know we've been talking about it a lot this year, but it bodes repeating is interest rate opportunities are out there for people right now to, you know, improve the yield on their money for money they don't want to have invested in the market, someplace that they don't mm-hmm. want to have where it can fluctuate in value. And if what I'm saying makes sense to you, and you kind of maybe agree with Doug a little bit here, is that if interest rates may start to come down at the end of this year. So if you have money that's just interest rate dependent and you don't want, you know, give us a call and let's take a look at taking advantage of some of the opportunities now, because, you know, there's a chance that they could start to tick down.
Yeah, I agree, Doug, because even if rates do go up a quarter point here, they hike it one or two more times, you're kind of at the top now of seeing rates go up unless something unforeseen happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of think that this is about as good as it's going to get right about now.
Right.
If I had to predict.
Yes. And that's what, you know, we need to make sure that folks in you're very serious about this. If you have money sitting in the bank or someplace that you don't want it to be exposed to risk, you know, let us know. We can take a look at it. Another place that, you know, people need to see is that if you bought a product, you know, a while ago that just renews each year with an interest rate, you got to don't neglect that product. Because companies are probably renewing you at a lower rate than you can acquire out on the street right now. I mean, that's something that I've seen happening.
Yes, that's, Doug, with products. And also, I'm going to say that generally happens at the banks, too, with CDs.
Oh, yeah.
If you just let them renew, you know, okay, if I do nothing, I get another 6 months. Check that rate, because not always the highest rate.
Yeah, no. And, you know, you can go out there and you got to fight for your dollars. You know, there's no doubt about it. And listen, what's the difference between 1%, right, Mike? It's a lot. If you got $100,000 in the bank and you're getting 4% and you can get 5, that's an extra $1,000.
Hey, Doug, I got to say this, right? This could be, if the second half of the year holds up and the markets do well, this will be the first year since, what, before 2007, that the market actually did good for your investment money and your fixed money bank, you actually earned a rate that's talkable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the first time. Think about it. Last year, rates went up, but the market was down.
I know.
This is the first time. So there's an opportunity here in people's financial world that, yeah, hey, my safe money, my investment money, everything's kind of working in concert here. It's, you know, it's playing a pretty good song, if you will.
It is playing a good song. And you know what the nice thing is from our perch, Mike, is it's now, you know, we can accomplish a lot of people's desired objectives with a lot lower potential volatility to their money right now. And it really is, you know, it's like the old days from when we started in this business in the 1990s. You and I have been, you know, been in this business since the 1990s when we could do that. We could get decent interest rates out there and we could design financial strategies for people that, you know, had low potential volatility in them. We're getting back to those points in time again, I feel, right now.
Yeah, and it's also a period of time, Doug, that needs to be pointed out that if you need a certain amount of income off your money and you're able to get decent fixed rates, it's less risk you have to take.
Yep.
You know, first time in a very long time.
100%. All right, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about your work-related retirement plans and your work-related retirement money there, because we see a problem going on there. We will be right back, folks.
Up to $26,000 per employee? They call it the 15-minute refund, but it's not a gimmick. It's for business owners who stuck it out during the pandemic. The Employee Retention Tax Credit, or ERTC. But time is running out to get started. Talk to the experts. JWC Advisors at iHeartTaxRefunds.com. Who are they? CPAs who will keep you on the right side of the IRS. So do it the right way. Go to iHeartTaxRefunds.com. That's iHeartTaxRefunds.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, we need to spend some time today and a little more often, honestly, going forward, talking with people about their work-related retirement plans, because that's where the bulk of most people's wealth these days is located, in their work-related retirement plans. Yet you know as well as I know, when people come in and they sit down with us and we review their, I'm just going to call 401k, all right, their 401k, their work-related retirement plan with them, and we say to them, okay, how did you select these investments? And what's the purpose of, you know, the way that it? I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10, but a lot, most often, the vast majority of the time, they say, I don't really know. I just kind of selected them when I started and, you know, I did that. Or that one was paying the best last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Haphazard, you know, haphazard planning at its best. All different types, paying the best. I don't know. I don't remember. Somebody at work told me. The other thing, too, Doug, is a lot of times, and I've had a few of these, and I know you did, too, I have this account and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, that's the point.
And it's just not moving. And they'll hand it to me, and I'll be like, well, because you're in the money market, and the money market's paying like 0.15%. You're not even getting 1% on your money. Of course it's not moving. And not having a clue that the money's just sitting in a money market. And they'll say, well, I need to do something with this, you know, and it'll be an old 401k or something.
Yeah, Mike, when it comes to retirement and retirement income, what are the two or three most important things that people should know about when it comes to then? Number one, Social Security. How much am I going to get from Social Security?
Yeah.
Right, you need to know that.
Yeah.
Second thing is, if you're fortunate enough to have one, how much am I going to get from my pension?
Sure.
If you're fortunate to have one, Okay. A lot of people out there aren't fortunate enough to have them, so they don't have three options. They got two.
Yep.
The second option is, or third, however you want to look at it here, what's my 401k going to be able to provide for me for income-wise? Most people can give you a ballpark of their Social Security. No answer when it comes to the 401k.
Yeah, that's really funny when you think about it, Doug, because you're right. They'll always say, oh, yeah, they kind of always give you a ballpark number. I think about $2,400, $1,800, whatever. But when it comes to their retirement money. And so here we go, right? So we have an asset that's, you know, your retirement plan at work, often your largest asset, right?
Right.
That in your home,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the most part. And people mismanage it. They don't know how it's invested. They don't know what to expect they're going to be able to get from it during retirement. They don't know how to draw down on it. Just completely neglect it. And it's just, it amazes me because you work very hard collecting those paychecks and having that piece of money put into that retirement plan.
Right. And you know what, Mike, is that some employers will have their, you know, review meeting done with their 401k, and maybe it's convenient for you to get to it. Maybe it's not convenient to get to it. And, you know, somebody, a representative will come in and they'll review the 401k in generalities, but won't get into your specific situation with you. And this is Russian roulette, you know, if you ask me, because when it comes time for your retirement income, you already said correctly that your house and your work retirement plans are probably your two largest assets for most people out there. You cannot manage the value of your house.
No,
it's market related, right. And that's it. You have no control over it. The market will dictate where the value of your home is. That's it. Like, you can't say, all right, you know, everybody else's house is selling for $750,000. I can get, you know, $1 million for my house. It's not going to happen like that. All right. But so you can't. So you're kind of like, you're just out there. You're kind of, you know, riding a wave when it comes to the real estate value. But you still need someplace to live anyway. So it may not even be beneficial for you providing retirement. But what you can pay attention to is your 401k. Now, we have a service that we're going to remind you of today that we'll do for you out there. We will review your 401k for you, talk to you a little bit. We can do it over the telephone, however you want to do it. We will review it for you. So if you have questions about your 401k plan, we can, you know, we have a thing called specialized financial plan in our, you know, in our firm, where we can do this for you under the investment planning portion of the specialized financial plan. So we can do a 401k review for you. Now, we're willing to do it for you guys for $499, right? So for $499, you can have, you know, Mike or I review this for you, analyze your entire plan, analyze the investment options that you have, and make suggestions as to whether or not you should be using different investments or not inside of the plan. So for $499, you can do that. Now, if there's the fees that we charge here can be, you know, negotiated. So if there's more that you need, you know, done, we can certainly talk about that, you know, going forward, you know, as we stand there, because it depends on the complexity of the situation, you know, what the fee is and the client's needs. And so that's where we're at, Mike. And we want to make sure that we sit there and go over this with people. How many times do you think, and I shouldn't ask you how many times you'd think because you can't assign a number to it, but do you think that it's very frequent that when somebody comes in and we review their 401k with them, that we suggest allocation changes?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You know, again, getting back to the opening sentence here is most people just have no clue of how their money's invested at work. There's no rhyme or reason. It's not tied into their risk tolerance. It's not tied into their retirement. It's not tied into their projected cash flow off the money. I can go on and on of how it's been neglected.
Yeah. And, you know, so, and for most people, and because we've been told this so many times, especially people like 55 years old, 56 years old, and, you know, in that age bracket, even younger, like, that's their largest asset. Maybe they don't have any other money, you know, that they can put towards a plan because maybe they have kids in college or whatever their circumstances, and they're paying tuition bills, whatever it is. they've got those assets there, and they can't do anything with them because they're at their employer, right? And they're not 59 and a half years old. But what you need to do is you need to make sure that those assets are working as hard for you and according to what your objectives are, so that when it is time to retire, you go out there and you're ready to go. And so in our specialized financial planning services, in our investment planning, we do this for you with your 401k. And like I said, it doesn't even require a physical face-to-face meeting. We can do it with you via the telephone. You can send it to us. So if you'd like for us to do this for you, if you'd like to take advantage of this opportunity, and I think, listen, most of you have hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, inside of your retirement plans. If you can't, you know, say, all right, listen, I'm going to take $499 and have this thing analyzed and see if it's, you know, doing the right things for me and I'm in the right spots, I think that that's crazy if you don't do it.
Right. No, I agree. And you know, Doug, I want to point out something too. We talked about the two largest assets, the retirement plan, the 401k and the home. And you know what impact they have to your retirement? Cash flow.
Well, that's it.
And I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to the house, Doug, you and I have been anti-debt, pay down the mortgage, get rid of that mortgage payment, et cetera, so on. That's cash flow that would be going out. The retirement plan is how much cash flow can I take off coming in on an annual basis?
Mm-hmm.
So the two biggest assets affect your cash flow in different directions. But boy, you better have it right on both of them, because it really makes up a huge portion of your overall cash flow. Then you throw on your Social Security onto that, and there's your retirement pie, if you will.
Mike, do you know that in a lot of you do? I'm asking you,
yeah.
Do you know? Right, Mike. I don't think that the listeners out there know and understand that a lot of 401k plans, work-related retirement plans, a lot of them also have what they call a brokerage feature in it. And what that means is that you are not restricted to just what the plan offers to you. You can use inside of their account a brokerage feature, which would allow you then to use almost any investment vehicle in there. Now, it's very rarely discussed, and you have to look at the plan document to see if it's in there, and that's what we do, right? But when it's in there, now let's just say your plan normally has, I don't know, 15 investment options from it. But that's in the plan document. Now we don't have 15 investment options. Now we've got hundreds of thousands of investment options that are available.
The universe of investments.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's another big one, Doug, I want to bring up if I have a minute here.
We
is
do.
That is a lot of times, too, in 401ks, and people know this, and they're kind of dancing through the raindrops, they'll have a huge concentration in the company stock. And they'll say, I have $400,000 or $500,000 here, but 350 of it's all in the company stock, and I know I'm getting a little, they'll know there could be trouble ahead or what could happen down the road. They know that. And their biggest problem is they don't know how to unwind out of that or what to turn to from that. That's another big kind of handcuffed, if you will, golden handcuffs, if you will, for lack of better words, you know,
Mike, when it comes to company stock inside of a retirement plan, is, you know, we've given examples to people over the years of disasters, all right? Like, Lucent, for example, right?
Yeah.
It rings in everybody's head. That's a disaster. It doesn't necessarily have to be a disaster, okay? Because a stock can go from $400, down to $275, and it's still a $275 stock. It didn't go out of business. They didn't go to zero, right? But, man, that's a hit on your wealth.
Right, Doug. That's a great point. So you were accumulating stock, and the stock went from, I'll make up a fake number, 90, all the way up to 400 a share. But then it pulls down to 275. Still a great stock. Still a great investment. Still did really well for what you did. But like you said, though, your retirement net worth just took a big hit of how much cash flow you can generate off of that money.
And because when you do it like that, Mike, when you own a bunch of company stock inside of your retirement account, you have something that in our industry we refer to folks as specific risk. And what that means is that you are now dependent specifically on one specific item in a high level. We don't like specific risk. Okay? Specific risk can make you very rich. but it can also punish you. And if you are getting, you know, to the point of life where maybe you're not into the wealth accumulation phase, but now you're into the maximum income phase of your life, and you know, if the downside on that specific risk can punish you on that, that's problematic. So we want to make sure that you're not exposing yourself, overly exposing. We're not telling you to not own company stock in your 401k. We're not telling you to not do that. We're telling you to make sure that you are doing it properly and making sure that it's not too large of a portion of your overall portfolio.
Yeah, no, absolutely right, Doug. And another area too, I'm going to get a little off course here, is when you see when people work for companies that give grants and options
right.
of stock, you know, and you know, how do I, you know, they're coming vested. Do I hang on to it? Do I offload them? What do I do? There's specific risks there. Can make a lot of money, but there's also a lot of risk. Needs to be managed. That's another area that we've helped many people in is managing. What do I do with these shares that they're giving me? Because if you've been an employee with a company for a long time, it really starts to snowball.
Mike, how about the person who not only gets those grants and those options that you're talking about, but also owns the individual stock inside their 401k?
Yeah.
Now that you have three exposures out there, you know. Yeah. So, folks, let us help you out here, and let us review your 401k for you. The service for this, to do an in-depth, you know, review of your 401k for you, is $499, right? That's, you know, and if there's, you know, like I said before, that fee, if there's more involved, we can negotiate. It depends on the complexity of the plan, but you know, for the most part, that's where we are, and we can offer that to you through our, you know, specialized financial planning investment analysis ability right there. And then we can, you know, we can take care of that for you. And then the other thing that you have to also understand is, you know, if we do this for you, right, and you know, you allow us that, you know, this is separate, you know, separate from your financial plan. Mike and I, and our role as financial planners, we might recommend that you know purchase specific investments or insurance products or an account. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan. You're not under any obligation to, right, you know, to do it. So, you know, it's a good, solid, unbiased review of the 401k. And the reason I say it's unbiased is because we're not the representatives on a 401k plan, right? We have no skin in the game there. Our only skin in the game here would be helping you make sure that this extremely important asset is working as best for you as it possibly can.
Absolutely.
So if you'd like to take advantage of the opportunity, folks, pick up the phone, give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give us a call. Say, hey, I'd love for you guys to do that, because it is the end of the second quarter, right? You are all going to get your 401k yeah. statements over the next 2 weeks, probably 2-3 weeks, through the doors, right? So call today to take advantage of this opportunity. We'll get it set up. When that statement comes in, we'll be ready to go.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to be right back, folks. And when we come back, we'll talk to you about things that we've been discussing with other people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And, Mike, it is time for our, well, our favorite part of the show, when we start talking to people and letting them know about conversations and things that we've been discussing with and helping other people with so that they know about, you know, the vast array of topics and items that we actually discuss with people.
Yeah. I'll kick it off, Doug. You know, Doug, well, a couple areas we've been seeing a lot of activity in, and like you always say, boy, when it's like one, it seems like there's five more to come behind it, is an area of inheritance.
Yep.
And sitting down with a client and who received a considerable sum of money. And, you know, what people fail to realize, when that money comes to that person, there's a lot of moving parts going on. Mm-hmm. And there's moving parts in the fact that not only from where does the money come from, the investments, what type of investments, is it coming from an IRA, is it an inherited IRA, the rules that apply to that, is it non-qualified money, so forth and so on. But there's an area you need to work with and comply with from where that it comes from, then transitioning into to the beneficiary and into their world of age, risk tolerance. Is it an IRA? Does it have to be drawn down on? Taxation. What's going on in this new world of, is there a mortgage? Should debt be paid down? Is there student loans? Is there different things? It's one of the more complex areas of financial planning, if you will, in that there's truly a lot going on, and it seems like there's two sides of a fence that need to kind of meet together and merge in a perfect world. And a lot of times, Doug, people just, okay, I got this lump sum of money. And again, they do the proverbial nothing. There's a lot of detail. And I had the opportunity to sit down and kind of we're working through this. And not all the time either, Doug, is it like a one-time sit down and it's done.
Right.
It's a transition over a period of time. So that's something that, you know, I don't know how what you've been saying, but...
Well, you know,
working
well,
on that this week.
Yeah, and you know, I've it's inheritance planning, inheritance activity is something that's a regular occurrence in our office, right? It's the unfortunate part of our business, right? You know, it's people are, you know, clients pass away and they leave money down to the next generation, or people come into our office because they're receiving an inheritance, or because they want to set up their inheritance plan because it's inevitable. No escaping it. Right?
Yeah.
There's no escaping it. When you pass away, somebody's going to inherit your stuff. It's just the way that it is. And going through that process is something that needn't be difficult. All right? If you address it in advance, it can be difficult for the person receiving the inheritance if it's not planned for in advance. So we see that, you know, those dynamics happening all the time. But the other thing is, to your point, Mike, is there's a lot of moving parts, but you don't necessarily have to rush.
Right.
All right? You have to address the issues, and you have to pay attention to it, and you have to keep the ball moving forward. But don't ever allow somebody to tell you that if you're inheriting assets, that something needs to be handled immediately after somebody passes away, because it would I couldn't even think of an extenuating circumstance where that would be the situation anyway.
Yeah, and another big overwhelming area, Doug, is the paperwork that happens with this when transitioning the assets over. Really confusing and complex to the average person out there.
Yeah.
And on another case, because like I said, it seems like it's been coming in clusters, another case, I had a gentleman send me an email saying, here, I just got this about my aunt's account. And it was like, okay, what are you going to do? Boom, boom. You know, and I mean, of course, I knew what to do, but I could see for that person where it's almost like, you know, deer in the headlights, if you will.
Yeah.
Type of thing. I could see it. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, like, here, make your decision. And I had to say, okay, listen, you know, I got it. I'll handle it. Here's what we're going to do. And okay, perfect. But the paperwork and the decision process can be very, very overwhelming. And unfortunately, if it's not what I call like, okay, say I'm representing the parents and somebody passed away and it's going to the children, representing the children. So it's the same advisor. A lot of times if it's a different advisor, you just get it flung at you here. Right. Mm-hmm. That's it. There's no advice. There's no help. There's no, you know, and it really overwhelms people. So anyway, a couple cases of that, see some things going on that I kind of find difficult for the person that's out there that's involved in the situation of that, you know, hey, you don't want to see anybody die, but you're inheriting money is a very good financial situation for them.
Correct. And you want to make sure that it's handled as best you can. So there's a lot, you know, a lot involved with that, and we're certainly able to help you with that. Now, recently, Mike, it was 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to sit down and have a long discussion with somebody that I had met socially about planning for a special needs child. So, you know, there's and when I say special needs child, you know, a lot of people think, you know, juvenile, right? But that's not the case. You know, this is they're adults. You know, they're still your child, though, but they're adults. And I had the opportunity to sit and chat with somebody. And, you know, your heart goes out to these folks because many of them have very, very challenging lives in caring for, you know, their children and circumstances that they're in. And what happens very often, Mike, is that those folks, because of the challenges that they have and the requirements on their lifetime, is that too often they don't take the time to do the planning for their children after their demise. Yeah. And, you know, that, you know, this rolls back into estate planning because there's special considerations that you need to do when leaving money behind to a child who has special needs and is eligible for government assistance and government programs. And you don't want them, to be disqualified from those government programs, yet you want to make sure that your inheritance plan and your estate plan is set up so that they can still live a good life. And, you know, it just, there's some strategies and techniques that only if you're experienced in the area, you know, maybe you're aware of. And that's one of the things that we've done over the years, many years, is we've helped quite a few people who have special needs children set up their estate so when they're no longer here or no longer capable of caring for the child, that the plan is set up and it can be implemented at any moment.
Yeah, Doug, you're 100% right in that special needs planning is one of the few areas in the financial world that the advice just isn't all over the place, right? You could say to somebody at work, I got a 401k. Hey, Doug, how should I invest my money? I guarantee you got 15 experts there in the office that are going to tell you what to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The old water cooler advice or buy this stock or do this or do that, you know. But when it comes to special needs, most people, if it doesn't affect them,
why would they ever know about it?
Right. You know, so it's really, really a specialty area that the like you said, Doug, the techniques, the advice, you know, and it needs to be addressed. There's no way around it. And if you speak to anybody that's affected by it, they're going to be, oh, absolutely. There's planning that needs to be done.
Right.
Not that you should. It needs to be done.
Right. It needs to be done. Right. You're correct. Right. So the issue is that I get it. You know, at the end of the day that, you know, the parents are tired, you know, often when, you know, when it's, you know, the care, but you can't not afford to plan for your child's future because of it.
Right.
So, you know, if you have a child that has special needs, you know, please make sure you're doing it. And if you don't know where to turn, you know, you can turn to us and we can, you know, have a discussion with you about it and, you know, see where we take it from there. But you certainly, you know, need to do that. And, you know, I had a conversation with somebody and, you know, I know they were very grateful for the conversation. So, that made me feel, it always makes us feel good when people tell us that, you know, thank you very much. Nobody ever explained that to me before.
Yeah. And if I may, Doug, another, what have you been up to is lately? And again, it's coming in a cluster, is the long-term care situation.
I know
I've mentioned it a few times, but, you know, have a client right now that's requiring medical care like that and the whole thing and the planning that was done luckily for it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, all the different legal documents and things that need to be done. And of course the big thing, how does this get paid for?
Right.
Right. And so, again, I'm of the belief, Doug, we're all certainly living a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
People are living a lot longer than when you and I started this journey on our first show.
You bet.
20 some odd years ago, right?
Over a quarter of a century ago.
Yeah. And it needs to be addressed, right? And anytime, and I've had a couple clients step up and do some things in the long-term care arena with some different, you know, ways to for funding. And it's great. I think anytime I see somebody take action and plan their long-term care as mm-hmm. part of their plan, I just feel really good about it. You know, I feel like we just put another nice rock under us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just made our footing that much stronger. And I think it's a good thing. And I'm going to encourage everybody. You should look into it. Now, whether you do it, whether you, you know, can afford it or what the situation is, products have changed. There's a lot of different vehicles out there that you know, that can be tailored to you to help you have some sort of long-term care planning. So at the very least, I'm going to encourage you to look into it.
Yeah. I mean, there's never any harm in looking into something and doing some homework or allowing us to do some homework for you on a certain, you know, topic or issue. And, you know, to that point, Mike, is that this wasn't so recent, but we haven't spoken about it. This was like a month and a half ago. I had a conversation with somebody who owns a business, right? And the business owners, when it comes to inheritance planning, can really, really be tricky, because these folks had a very successful business, a good sized business, and it's your typical circumstance, Mike, where one child is in the business, two other children are not in the business. And you know what I said to the owners of the business, I said, well, do you guys want to be fair or equal? And they said, what are you talking about, Doug, fair or equal? I said, well, you know, your daughter's in the business and she's working her butt off there, and your two sons are not in the business. I don't necessarily know if it's fair for you to leave a third ownership to each one of those two sons who's not in the business.
Right.
And the mother was, you know, the mother was right in there with me on that. She's like, absolutely. I go, but then the other side of the coin is, you guys started this business and you want to treat your children equally, right? And they said, yes, absolutely. So there is, you know, a circumstance which is extremely common, and where we had to do some, well, we're in the process of doing some work with them on setting up their estate so that we can set it up so there's equal value that goes to each one. But there's only one that works in the business, and she's going to get the business. Yeah. That's what mom and dad want. And you know what? That's what the brothers want too, from what I understand. I haven't met them yet, but from what I understand, they're on board with that as well. But it's a challenge for people who own their own business. It's even a challenge, Mike, if you own your own business and all your children are involved with it.
You know what's interesting, Doug, about what you just said? A lot of times parents get really uptight and go into a lack of activity when it comes to estate planning, when it gets into a little bit of a tricky situation of,
yep,
you know, we own a business or we own this house, you know, this piece of land or something that affects, where it really shouldn't go divided by three. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The standard, everybody just pile it all up on the table, everybody take a third and we're done. But you know what I found in all my experiences through the years is when you do planning, the children get on board with it.
Right.
They understand it,
mm-hmm,
and they see the fairness to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And a lot of this worrying is in your mind of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are we going to do? And, you know, this wouldn't be right. The family business. But I find when you do adequate planning, everybody wins and everybody gets on board with it.
They do. You know, Mike, and that also just this discussion reminds me of conversations we've had in the past with business owners who have told us this. And let's say they don't have a child in the business and they intend to sell the business. And how many times have we heard this, Mike? Yeah, I'm going to slow down for the next couple of years and then I'm going to sell the business. I'm like, well, that's not a good strategy. And they're like, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, what are you going to do? You're going to kill the value of your business and then you're going to sell it? So just think about it for a second. You're going to slow down. So you're going to reduce the amount of business that you do. And when you're reducing the amount of business that you do, what are you also reducing? The value of your business.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a terrible plan. Don't do that.
It, you know, Doug, a lot of times, in most cases, I'll say most, If your heart's not into it anymore, you should think about getting out on top.
Yeah, don't let it, you know, slow down and deteriorate the value of your business. That's kind of crazy if you ask me, for lack of a better way to put it. So we want to make sure that we work with you, you know, in those areas. Listen, there's a lot of you out there right now who have a significant amount of wealth, whether it be in your 401k or whether it be in your business or whether it be in properties that you own. You got to make sure you're paying attention to this stuff, because a lot of you are what I'm going to call accidental millionaires or accidental multimillionaires. Like you didn't really necessarily set out to accumulate this money, but you have it. So, you know, let's make sure that we're doing the right things and make sure that those plans are put in place and those assets that you've worked so hard during your lifetime, you know, can be taken care of.
Yeah.
You know, folks, Mike and I are always reachable, and you can give us a call at 855-262-3722. That number to reach out to us is 855-262-3722. You can discuss your circumstance with us, then we'll have a conversation with you. We'll figure out if it makes sense to go to the next, you know, step and sit down and get together with you or not. But it all starts with a phone call. So don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add here, Michael?
I think we covered it.
All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
One of the easiest things you can do to get yourself feeling better financially is to get yourself financially organized. Yet, like trying to start any organizational project, where to start and how to do it is always the obstacle. That's why we've created the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization Kit. We created this simple and easy to follow kit to help make this process painless and quick. Simply follow the instructions while using the file folders we provide to get yourself on the right track to getting organized. We send you color-coded files to make the process simple and easy to follow along with. All you need to do is call for a free, no-cost or obligation kit, and we will be happy to send it out and drop it in the mail to you. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Getting organized has never been easier. Call 855-262-3722 to request your kit now. All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope that you're enjoying the show here. And, Mike, it just boggles my mind, man, that we are halfway through. What are you laughing about?
No.
What are you laughing about?
I can't share it on the air.
That means he's going to pick on me for something. Okay. So it just boggles my mind that here we are, you know, halfway through the year in 2023. And, you know, and everything that's going on out there right now, there is, I think, tremendous opportunity for, you know, for people to upgrade, enhance, review, renew, whatever you want to call it, their financial strategies.
Doug, it's as simple as this, and maybe I'm going to be a little negative here.
Don't be done.
But if you've chosen to do nothing again, you've just watched another half year go by of your financial life.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And I know that sounds terrible and it's a negative way to look at it, but a half year's gone by. Maybe you said to yourself, you're going to address it, you're going to do something, you need to know, you need to figure this out, and you haven't taken action yet.
Yeah, you know something, Mike, is that when you look at it, and you really, if the listeners right now are really honest with themselves, there's so many people out there that are just hoping that what they own comes back.
Absolutely.
Right.
Off the heels of last year,
absolutely.
That's the case for most.
And they're not being proactive. They're not getting the guidance and the advice from us to, you know, to show you and say, listen, this is what you should be doing. You know, what it's what in the past did well does not necessarily mean it's going to automatically do well. But the unfortunate and a challenging thing, Mike, is that a lot of people that have accumulated significant money over the last 15 years or so never experienced a point in time really where assets didn't come back.
Yeah.
Right? Because interest rates were so low, the only place that a lot of people actually had a choice to put their money was in the equity markets.
Right.
So it wasn't uncommon that stuff came back. But if you turn the clock back and you open up our playbooks from the mid-1990s, the late-1990s, the early 2000s, right, you'll see and understand that when you come out of difficult situations, what got you there doesn't necessarily bring you back. And that's what and the investment and savings world for a lot of you who are only 15 years into it now is very, very different for you than anything you've ever experienced before. Right? That is the reality of the situation.
Yeah. And there could be even possibly folks out there, Doug, that put so much money to work in the market because of in need of growth of the money.
Right.
That now with rates back up should be taking money out of the market.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's another thing. And they don't realize they got ahead of their risk tolerance. It was a bad year last year in the market. So where do I go here? You know, do I let it ride, if you will, or do I need to make some adjustments and pull some out? It's been a challenging year and a half. Okay. And this year has been, you know, good so far, but there's answers that need to be done.
Yeah. There really, really is. And that, you know, folks, Mike and I were available to discuss this with you and, you know, review your situation and then determine if it goes on. You know, from there, you need to pick the phone up and give us a call. It's 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. You give a call. We'll have a conversation with you. We'll go over what it's going to cost to have done, and we'll see if whether the cost to have it done is worth it to you. Or is the cost to do nothing and the potential risk you have of what you could lose, you know, better? You'll make the choice at the end of the day. Is the cost for us to do it for you worth it? Is it a better use of money than the risk you're taking of doing nothing at the end of the day?
Yeah. And again, Doug, we're halfway through the year and you know, you need to do something, folks. And Doug, I'm just a believer of two. The first half of the year, and I know it's equal, so I don't want to feel like I'm making a stupid statement here, but the first half of the year seems like it takes a longer time than the second half of the year. Second half of the year, like we said, summer, the holidays. Oh, it's the new year already. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that makes sense because, you know, you get,
you know, I know it's the same with the clock. I get it in the calendar, but it just feels like,
well, when it's nice outside, time goes by faster.
But yeah. And I'm just concerned that if you haven't done anything yet this year, the year's going to be over before you know it.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, really, really is. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Want to remind you that we're available. We also want to remind you that, as we promised, you know, starting in July, you know, there's complimentary consultations are not available anymore. We, we'll let you know when you call in what it'll cost to get together with us, and then we'll take it from there, right?
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.